its early years, the National Football League was hardly a national game. Most of its ball clubs played in Midwestern towns. And if the NFL expected to survive, a team would have to play in America's largest city. New York welcomed pro football in 1925 when an unlikely benefactor was approached to buy the franchise.
Tim Mara was a bookmaker in New York, which was a legal occupation at that particular time, and he was also a very flamboyant man around New York. Two of his best friends were Mayor Jimmy Walker and the Governor Al Smith, and Mara was involved in a lot of things.
And my father was offered the New York franchise in the National Football League for $500, and his exact quote, an empty store with chairs in it is worth more than $500 in New York, and that's how he acquired the Giants. He had never seen a football game before.
The fledgling football squad shared the Polo Grounds with their Giants baseball counterparts, hoping to attract fans by signing players such as the legendary but over-the-hill Jim Thorpe. The team won right away, but skeptical New Yorkers remained unconvinced.
The Giants were very lucky if they got 10,000 people to watch a professional football game. In fact, they were, I think, $40,000 in debt when the season was coming to a close.
In attempting to acquire Red Grange, the country's most famous college player, the Giants were at least partially successful.
Grange had already signed with Hallis with the Bears, but he did get an agreement with Hallis to come in and play an exhibition game in the Polo Grounds, and it was a huge crowd and was a huge success.
When the Bears came out there on the tour with Red Grange, there were more than 70,000 people who showed up paid to get into the Polo Grounds to watch Red Grange play. This really established the sport of professional football in New York City. And with that, they, in fact, made enough money so that they were in the black at the end of the year.
The team won its first title in 1927 as future Hall of Famer Cal Hubbard led a defense that allowed only 20 points all season. 2 years later, Tim Mara purchased the entire Detroit Wolverines franchise, primarily to secure the rights to the league's first superstar quarterback.
They've been one of the best football players that ever lived, Benny Friedman. He was not only wonderful as a quarterback, and as any kind of a back, but as far as a forward passer, he developed a forward pass.
Friedman led the Giants to back-to-back 13-win seasons. While in the front office, Mara began delegating more responsibility to sons Wellington and Jack.
I was the personnel man, Jack was the businessman, and at that point I had no money worries. I left that to Jack. Jack was the worrywart of the family, and Jack would say many a time, "What if we have a bad year?" My father would say, "How could we ever have a bad year?" And that would be in the midst of a bad year, too, but he was an optimist.